Welcome to the Middle Church Podcast, a multicultural, multi-ethnic, intergenerational movement of spirit and justice, powered by revolutionary love with room for everyone. No matter where you are, how you look, or who you love, we pray this podcast will help you on your journey. Here's this week's worship celebration.
Good morning, everybody. Happy New Year to you. It's January 7th, 2024, in the year of our all the things, all the love, all the holiness. And I cannot believe we're already 1 week into the year, but I hope you're doing well as can be. I hope that you have been taking some breaths and finding some times of joy and love and peace, maybe even some rest. Has anybody rested? Okay. Gold stars right here for resting. Welcome. If you're online with us today, welcome to you too. We're waving to say hi to you. We are waving at the camera. Thank y'all. Mwah. It's good to see you. I'm Jackie Lewis, if you're new. My pronouns are she, her, hers. It's my great joy to be the senior minister of this amazing community. A couple of things that I want to point out to you. First of all, today we have very special music by a very special person, Ivan Anderson, but it's Ivan Christopher, okay? When you're making the big music, so Ivan Christopher and Greater Glory Chorus, right? Woo! What is true, at least I know this to be true for the two albums that we've collaborated on at Middle Church, is that when there's a person up front, there's another person also, and that's Dion McLean Freeney. So thank you. Dion be arranging stuff and stuff. So we're so glad. We're grateful for the music. We're grateful that Ivan is bringing that music today. He has a thing to tell you about how we're hoping to leverage that music. But thank you, love, for being gifted in all the ways you are. Thank you, love, for being gifted in all the ways you are. Secondly, next week already is Martin Luther King Day, the way this calendar's working this year. So a couple things to think about. There is a beloved community summit that's being put on by the King Center. I have a great honor of talking at it or being in it on Wednesday. So you should come. It's going to be great, and it's free. It's 2 days, 10 to 4. You can find it on my page. You can find it on Bernice King's page. But I'm really talking about creating a new climate, a new culture that's based on the beloved community. So do that if you can. Next Saturday, there is a march in Washington, D.C. about Gaza and peace. You can find that on my page. You can find it on Linda Sarsour's page. But it's put together by a bunch of Muslim activists who are still, as many of us are, calling for a permanent ceasefire and for peace in the region. Can we say it again? A permanent ceasefire and peace in the region. So please, Baptists would say, govern yourself accordingly. If you can make space to do that, that'd be wonderful. The week after, there are lots of King events, including some here in the city. So please think about the way you want to honor your own vocation to be a peacemaker, to be a revolutionary lover, and check in on those things on our website, on my website. Let's not just go to the movies on King Day. That's a good idea, but let's do some more, okay? I'm sure there's something else, but I think the last thing I want to leave with you is every year for 18 years, we've had a justice conference in April. And Middle Church, people come from Canada and whatnot to come to our conference. This year it's called You Move the World, the first day focusing on you as a person who is an activist, an artist who needs some love and some care. The second day, movement building, organizing. We've got local organizers, middle organizers coming to that. It's going to be amazing. Teak is speaking. It's going to be amazing. It's going to be amazing. Juwanza Williams speaking. It's going to be amazing. And the third day is about the big dream that we're dreaming together to make a healed world. Don't not come to the conference because it's your conference. Come to the conference, okay? Please buy a ticket and come to the conference. I feel like I'm hawking, Yeah, your own goods to you, but that's what I'm doing, okay? Get a ticket. Oh, you'll be so embarrassed if they sell out. Nick has a thing to say.
Good morning, Reverend Nick. My pronouns are he, him. I am here to talk about this app that we've created for you that not many people are using. And so Reverend Natalie and I, at the beginning of this year, are figuring out what the future of this platform is going to be. Hello, online folks. This is a lot for you. Yes, it's for you in the room as well, but it is for our online folks. And so we are having a beginning of the year brainstorm, listening to feedback, thinking about the future of this platform on Tuesday evening at 9 p.m. I know that's late for East Coast folks, but we wanted to include our West Coast folks as well at 6 p.m. And so in the platform at 9 p.m., Reverend Natalie and I are going to gather with as many folks as we can to hear this feedback. Now, if you haven't been on the app yet, I invite you to do that. You can go find out how to get on it. It's really easy, middlechurch.org/app. This is an incredible app, y'all, because, in fact, some of the feedback we got when we just got some feedback right before the holidays was, this is like social media, but way better because it's quiet. And my own addition to this feedback is that it's like Facebook, but without that crazy uncle that's posting about Trump all the time. It is a healthy place where we can be together and support each other. There's an area to pray for each other. We're going to host more meetings on there. There's a group for each community group in there. It's really fantastic, and many of you have not gotten to experience it yet. Middlechurch.org/app. A lot of the people tried to download the app. It's also a desktop platform. Many of you try to download the app without signing up for it first. And so you put your email in there and said, it's not letting me in because you've not signed up for it yet. So go to middlechurch.org/app. There's a big button there. There's a big hyperlinked section that says sign up here. It's really easy. Your name, your email, and then you're in. And then when you do download the app, or you do go to the website, which is middlechurch.circle.so. That's all on this page, middlechurch.org/app. When you do get on there and you sign in, you'll be on the app and you get to join everything we're doing in there. So, Tuesday night, January 9, 9 p.m., join Natalie and I in there. And if you have any questions about how to get on the app, you can catch me here or nlapara@middlechurch.org. We want as many of you there so we can get all this great feedback. Thank you so much.
And now let us begin this official part of worship by singing our opening hymn. Stand if you're able, in mind, body, and let us sing together.
Amen. Now, if you will enter with me into a posture of prayer, wherever you are, however you are, I'm going to share a prayer that I shared on the middle platform in Circle a few days ago. So some of y'all might have seen this already, but it's still just weighing on my heart. And I imagine at the top of this new year, it might resonate for some of you as well. God, I can't believe here we are in 2024. And while I am thankful for another day, another year in you, I can't help but feel nervous about what this year will be. We entered into this new year in the midst of watching a genocide that is funded with our tax dollars. There was another school shooting today, Lord, and it barely made a blip in the news. The attack on diversity, equity, inclusion has taken out another leader in a PWI. So many ways, large and small, that I see the same mess, the same, forgive me, Lord, the same bullshit we've been dealing with in the past. But I know that even as these issues seem unyielding, that you are just as steadfast. And we are still here. We are here for all of us. We will continue to show up just as we always have. We will continue to fight. And God, somehow that brings me some ease, knowing that I do this work in community with your people. So thank you for this new year that brings along with it new opportunities to be the kind of people in this world who stand up against oppression, however it continues to manifest. In your name we pray. Amen. Family, there is a prayer room on that platform. Please share your prayers there, your resolutions, whatever you're holding on your heart, so that we can all hold them together in community. And now, if you will stand with me and pray the prayer that Jesus taught his disciples to pray, whatever language you know, whatever version you know, there's a bulletin or a version written in the bulletin here for you as well. Ever-loving and holy God, hallowed be your name.
Your reign come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the reign, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever.
We're getting ready to pass the peace, and friends, there will be a microphone right here on where this little pink line is on the floor. You'll see it when you come up to it, because you're going to say hi to our online people. Peace be with you. Peace be with you, family.
Amen, 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 amen. Good morning, Middle. We got a little song for you. It's called Something New. I pray that as we step into 2024, that God would make all things new in your life.
Stubbornness, break it up. Where there's complacency, shake things up. Prepare us for something new. We're asking you to throw heaven's windows open. Pour out your spirit and restore what's broken. We're ready for a great breakthrough. We believe you're up to something, so we're saying, move, Holy Spirit, move. We surrender our hearts to you. Make this fallow ground hallowed ground. Lord, do something new in the dry and dusty places. Rain on us anew. Make this hallowed ground, Lord, do something new. Whoa. Something new, something new. We're ready for it. Where there is stubbornness, break it up. Where there's complacency, shake things up. Prepare us for something new. We're asking you to throw heaven's windows open. Pour out your spirit and restore what's broken. We're ready for to something, so we're saying, come on, clap your hands, move, Holy Spirit, move. We surrender our hearts to you. Make this hallowed ground, Lord, in the dry and dusty places. We want God to rain on us anew. Hallowed ground, Lord, do something new. Anybody want something new? There's a new part we taught this morning. We're gonna sing it, y'all sing it with us. All right? Real simple. It just says, we're getting ready for something new. I said, we're getting ready for something new. I said, we're getting ready for something new. Come on, if you believe that today, sing it out. Say, we're getting ready for something new.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Ivan. Thank you, everybody. Ready for something new. I just broke my headset, so, you know. Use this relatively new to me blue handheld instead. I don't know if you all feel just the beautiful spirit in this place today. It feels so beautiful and so emotional to me. To see you in the new year. I feel like I've grown up with Ivan. I mean, we've all grown up together, haven't we? John, Dion. Middle family. God, I love you. Love you so much. My sermon today is called WWJD. It does not mean what would Jackie do, although we could do that some other time. Might be like a bar or something. We could talk about that. But this is, of course, what would Jesus do? And it's Mark's Gospel, the beginning of Mark's Gospel, the New Revised Standard Version. The beginning of the good news of Jesus Christ. As it is written in the prophet Isaiah, see, I'm sending my messenger ahead of you who will prepare your way, the voice of one crying out in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his paths straight. So John the baptizer appeared in the wilderness, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. And the whole Judean region and all the people of Jerusalem were going out to John and were baptized by him in the River Jordan, confessing their sins. Now, John was clothed with camel's hair and a leather belt around his waist, and he ate locusts and wild honey. John proclaimed, "The one who is more powerful than I am is coming after me. I'm not worthy to stoop down and untie the strap of his sandals. I have baptized you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit." In those days, Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. And just as he was coming up out of the water, he saw the heavens torn apart and the Spirit descended like a dove upon him. And a voice came from the heavens, "You are my Son, the Beloved. With you, I am well pleased." That's the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Amen. Pray with me. Holy friend, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. God, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. This is always Natalie's Sunday. It's been Natalie's Sunday for a long time. I do Christmas like a crazy woman, and Natalie comes back and hits the first Sunday of January is how we roll. That is how we do it, baby. But I got a call a couple of weeks ago from someone I really respect and admire and love. Teek Milan called, well, wrote, because that's how we call, and said something like, I would really like to be baptized. And I said, well, come on, baby, let's do this thing. We can do this thing. And I just felt called both to do the water sprinkling, but also to preach the sermon. I wanted to say so many things. There's too many things to say in a short homily. But I'll just say the way I felt when I got that note from you. You and I got to do a thing together in Harlem. It was a really big stage, a really big show. And we were talking about justice and the stuff that we hold in common. And I knew you, Teek, but I didn't know you until I heard you and saw you be you. And I was like, oh my God, this person. This full of Holy Spirit, this revolutionary lover, this badass person is part of my community. Woohoo! Who knew? Who knew how much goodness was locked up in there? And it made me think about identity. And it made me think about becoming, of course. Teek is out as a trans man. Becoming, right? Like our trans friends, when they are becoming who they already are, right? They're becoming who they already are. Oh my God, what a beautiful thought that is. Something for us to learn from. That you become who you already are. The imprint of the Holy already on you. The blessing of God's love already on you. Your fingerprints designed exactly as they were meant to be designed already on you. Your partner ready for you to discover and find and marry. Your vocation unfolding before you. You thought Broadway, but no, it turned out to be therapy. I mean, becoming who we already are. This text in Mark's gospel, like, you know, there's different versions of things. And in Mark's gospel, John is, you know, doing the someone greater than me is coming. And Jesus don't need to get baptized because he does not need to repent of any sin. But he takes his human self to the river with all the other people, right? And he gets in the water with all the other people. I think because he wanted to be in the water with all the other people, perhaps a little extroverted, maybe I'm projecting, but he wanted to be in the water with the people where the action was, where the organizing was happening, where the becoming was becoming. Those people that got in the water, those people were drawn to John, drawn to the gospel, drawn to the good news, drawn to the idea of repenting, of changing something inside themselves so they'd be better than they used to be, get it together more than they had it before. And they got in the water and they changed something inside themselves, and then John symbolized it by throwing some, well, dunking them, by dunking them in the water. But they were already who they were. Like the water didn't make them who they were. They were already holy. They just maybe weren't as whole as they were going to get. They were already blessed. But maybe they were not quite knowing how beautiful they were. They were already chosen. But maybe they just didn't know for sure that their chosenness did not matter what the world thought, but it mattered what God had already done. So they were looking for something. And I feel like Jesus wanted to get in there with them, like, yeah, here it is. In Mark's gospel, only Jesus sees the sky open. Like in Mark's gospel, Jesus is the only one that has that experience. So he sees the sky open, and he sees the dove descend, and he hears his Father, God, Mother, God own him. And say, this is my son, the beloved, in whom I'm well pleased. Some commentators try to act like Jesus didn't know that, and that he needed the dove to, where's my water, baby? He needed the dove to let him know. Jesus knew what time it was. He knew he was blessed, and he knew he belonged to God. But Mark has us kind of see the story that everybody else doesn't know, like a kind of messianic secret. So we, the reader, know, and Jesus knows, but nobody else knows. In Mark's gospel, they don't quite know yet that this is Son of God. They just don't know quite yet that this is Son of God. I believe that the gospel writers want us to understand how very much like we how we are like Jesus. How the magical, beautiful, transforming moment of getting in the water and having the dove descend upon you and having God say, you're mine, I love you, that's not unique to that Son of God, that it is in fact available to all the children of God. That all of the children of God, that all of us are the beloved ones of God. And God already delights in us and is pleased with us and adores us and is crazy for us and has done crazy things for us and will continue to do them for us because we belong to God. Like we didn't have to do anything yet for that to be true. My friend Nadia Bolz-Weber I'm so messed today. You be over there and I'm gonna be over here. Nadia Bolz-Weber, it's going to work better. She wrote a blog for her post on the corners, and someone sent it to me this morning. I was like, damn, somebody's going to say I plagiarized Natalie. I did not plagiarize Nadia Bolz-Weber when I said you were already beloved before you got baptized. But we're both saying that today. Do you know why? Because it's true. It's like a ubiquitous truth that we don't get taught. You didn't wake up needing to prove to God that you were beautiful. You didn't wake up needing to show God that you were worthy. You didn't need to wake up and pretend to God that you weren't going to make any mistakes, because God made you full of mistake making and knew that God was doing that, because that I think God thought that was enjoyable. Let's see what they're going to do. How's that going to work out? Oh, isn't that cute? Type of feeling. Not made us worms needing to be saved so we could grow a baby to kill the baby to save us. What kind of craziness is that? Instead, we are siblings of the Holy One. That scripture, I'm not making that stuff up. We are just like Jesus. So when we ask ourselves, what would Jesus do? Maybe we do need to ask ourselves, what would I do? Because Jesus is in you. There's no secret password to find out that you are the hands and the feet and the heartbeat of the Holy. It goes all the way back to Augustine in 400. Well, it goes back to Paul of Tarsus saying, Christ is in us, let's be like him. Augustine of Hippo, black man, by the way, let's imitate God, imitato Dei. goes back to novels written in 1891, to books written by scholars. Over time, centuries of time, people wondering what the essence of the God thing is, and they get to, it's Jesus. But it's the human Jesus living inside of us, mentoring us, showing us how to be human in the world in a divine kind of way. Am I making sense? What would Jesus do? What would you do if you were being like Jesus? What would you do, theologian in residence in your own life, if you were being like Jesus? What would you do? What would you do, people who might see this online? How would we talk to one another if we were feeling like we were in a case, a container, a repository for holy? How would we be in the world? What kind of politic would we live if we were doing what Jesus would do inside us? What kind of words would we use in the social media? What kind of songs would we write? What kind of relationships would we build? How would we use our money? Where would we shop? How would we take care of our bodies if we were doing what Jesus would do if Jesus was us? Do you feel what I'm saying? Yeah. This is our project. This is the whole ballgame. We are not on the planet to make sure we behave in a way to parachute to heaven when the earth goes to hell. Do you need me to say that again? We are not on this planet to make sure we have a seat on the airplane going to heaven when the earth burns up and goes to hell. We are on the planet to live holy lives now. Holy, beautiful, powerful, kind, generous, loving, creative, generative lives now. Filled with the spirit of Jesus, the mentor, the rabbi Jesus mentoring us into goodness, kindness, righteousness, faithfulness. A little wine with dinner, hello. I don't think that the plan of God was to come to earth as an unattainable aspiration. I think the plan of God was to come and be like us so we would be like God. So God would be like us. So we would be like each other. Do you? Now that's some crazy stuff I'm trying to say. I'm trying to say God is also becoming. I'm trying to say God is in process with us. I'm trying to say we are so blessed and lucky to be in relationship with this holy other that is both inside us and outside us and not so far from us that we can't be breathed upon, breathed through, inspired, enthused, filled up with holiness that is not about prissiness, that is not about judgmentalness, but that is about being holy like the ordinariness of the guy that got in the muddy river to be baptized, who also went to the bathroom, maybe kissed somebody, but had a real life. What would Jesus do? Weep at the destruction of the city of Jerusalem and at the destruction of Gaza. What would Jesus do? Weep at the 37-year war in Sudan. Weep at the Congo. Weep at Haiti. Weep at Afghanistan. Weep at American politics. What would Jesus do? Get in the water with his cousin. Because the cool people were in the water. The action was in the water. And Jesus would baptize Teak Milan today. Because Teak is filled with Jesus like we are. Oh, you guys. Our project is to get to know Jesus, the real one, and be like that. Happy New Year, family. Let's be on this journey together, right? Let's be on this journey together. Let's be together, learn together, pray together, read together, dance together, eat together, protest together, be whole and holy together. Amen? Amen. Quiet sometimes when I get through preaching. Did you get that? Make sense to you? Okay. Teek, will you come join us? And will Teek's family come join us? There we go. Natalie's got magical fingers, and I do not. Put this here for me. Today, we have the deep honor of baptizing one of our beloved. At Middle Church and in the Reformed tradition, we baptize children, teenagers, old people like me, and youngish people like Teek. Because we understand that the baptism is about what God has already done.
Come on.
God has already claimed those babies. God has already claimed Teek. This is a sign and a seal of what God has already accomplished. And so we baptize to publicly say, we know what time it is with God. That Teek Milan has made a journey to his truest, most amazing self. And so we are so glad to be your family. We are so glad to know that you are God's beloved and God is pleased to dwell in you.
Amen.
Amen.
Family, let us pray. Good and gracious God, we thank you for the gift of baptism, for the power of ritual, for the joy of worship. In these moments, transform us. Make us a community that loves all of us into our awesomely and wonderfully made selves. Grant us wisdom and courage to create your reign on earth, in which each of us are loved deeply for our unique particularity. Amen.
Family at Middle Church, and to the chosen family standing with Teek. Will you continue to love Teek fiercely with rule-breaking kindness? Will you pray with and for him for ongoing healing and joy? If so, say, we will.
We will.
And will you make a brave and safe place for all of us, from the youngest? You may be the youngest in here today. to the oldest. I'm not going to try that. To be truly seen, known, and loved. If so, say, we will.
We will.
And will you support all those in our community who are queer, trans, bi, gay, lesbian, non-binary, non-gender conforming, and everybody in between, whom the church and the world have deemed other and worthy of harm? Will you work to make a just world that welcomes their beauty and your own? If so, say we will.
We will.
Beloved, what is your full name?
Teek Milan.
Teek Milan. Teek. It is my great honor and joy on behalf of our community and the church all over the world to baptize you in the name of God, whom Jesus called Abba, Daddy. In the name of Jesus, who was God's beloved son, like you are too. And in the name of the Holy Spirit, who will always be your friend and never forsake you. Amen. With some more rituals. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood when you get to do a baptism and communion at the same time. So now we who are called to love are also called to communion with each other, with our brother, Rabbi Jesus, whom we call Christ, Mashiach, anointed, with the God that Jesus called Abba Daddy, and with the Spirit who inspires our life of faith.
We take this bread and break it. This is the bread of life. Knowing that it symbolizes the broken body by hatred and violence, and the body animated by love to defy even death. Take, eat, and remember the redemptive power of love.
That's good. And we take this cup of blessing, and we drink it, knowing it symbolizes sacrifice and redemption, that it symbolizes the waters of birth and the living waters that are ours to drink over our lifetime.
Let us pray. Holy One, we thank you for the sounds of children. Dada. Right on cue, only at middle church would that happen. Thank you for tears.
Yes.
Thank you for love. Thank you for this beautiful community of faith. We ask that you would walk with us all the way to the edge of where it's uncomfortable so we can keep on trying to be like you. Amen. Amen. Okay, we got some old stuff happening. Come on, y'all. Come on, Ivan. We're a little long. Thank you for hanging with us, people online.
Hello, hello, hello again, Middle. Happy New Year again, as the choir is coming. I am doing today's Join the Movement. I'm Ivan Anderson. My pronouns are he, him, his. Jackie preached such a beautiful sermon today, exactly what I needed to hear. And she did say we are theologians in residence, so I'm going to read the next two verses after what she read and do my Join the Movement. So, remember, heaven's open, the dove comes, you are my beloved, whom I'm well pleased. The next verse says, immediately the Spirit drove Jesus into the wilderness, and he was there in the wilderness 40 days, tempted by Satan, and was with the wild beasts, and the angels ministered to him. So I moved to New York in 2006 and shortly thereafter came out, and that was probably the equivalent of my Jesus sort of, you know, baptism moment, right? Like I had finally cast off the bad theology that I was not loved just as I was. I heard God say, you are beloved just as you are. And that was wonderful and beautiful. And I had all the feels. And then the wilderness began, where I tried to find a church that would be welcoming, artistic, inclusive, and bold like Middle. And I'll tell you, it was hard to find. There were some churches that had great word, didn't have great music. Great music, bad theology. Great theology, no community. And so I'm just keeping it real. And so thus began my more than 40-day journey in the wilderness. Some of you heard me say before, I was a member of the brunch ministry for a number of years. Instead of pews and sermons, it was pancakes and mimosas. Can I get an amen? But that all changed one day where I walked into the doors on, those gilded doors on 2nd Avenue and 7th Street in Middle Collegiate. I remember like it was yesterday, the word was about turning an upside down world right side up. And there, the angels ministered to me. Reverend Christina Fleming came over and greeted me with the warmest greeting I think I've ever had in my life. The passing of the peace, as some of you will attest to today, felt warm and felt authentic, and it was, you know, a little bit disarming and unnerving. But I knew then in that moment that that was my coming out of the wilderness moment, if you will. And so I joined Middle. I've been coming now for 9 years. I'm a member of the Dries Johnson Gospel Choir, of the Consistory, and of Queer Black Men. And it really has been a joy. It's been a community that I wouldn't trade for the world. It has seen me through some of the hardest, toughest times in my life. But it's also brought me so much great joy. It's helped me, Jackie said, we've kind of grown together. Where's Jackie? There she is. We really have grown together. I was kind of looking at some of the old videos of, worship and to me participating in worship. And who would have thought, 9 years ago when I first stepped foot in that I'd be here with an ensemble of people writing music that would be able to bless you all. So it really has been a journey that I'm so grateful for being on. I will do a quick shameless plug. The music you're hearing today is available wherever you get your music. The group is Ivan Christopher and Greater Glory. Can we give Greater Glory a hand, please? Yes. We said green and black today for collard greens and black eyed peas for the new year. Some of y'all will get that. But it's been such a joy. We are also partnering with Middle to do an album release fundraiser to help us raise money because we do have a sanctuary to rebuild over on 2nd Avenue and 7th Street. So look out for more details for that later. But look, if you're in the wilderness, if you have been sort of in between mountaintop or baptism experience and wilderness, I want you to come over to Middle. We've got some angels here who will love on you, who will support you, who will help see you through. So go to middlechurch.org/join to join the movement. And as I said, we do need some funds because we have a sanctuary to rebuild. So middlechurch.org/donate. Thank you all so much and Happy New Year.
Omega.
The heavens.
The heavens.
Give it up for greater glory. Give it up for the band. And the general, the genius, my partner in crime, Dion McClain Freedom.
Quick, give us a little prayer, because I see y'all getting carried away. Listen, if you missed your moment to give because you were so caught up, we do it online. Please give there. These people out here, they'll still take your money, okay? Bless these gifts, oh God, to be used for thy will and purpose and fierce revolutionary love. Amen. Amen.
We're not doing the doxology. We're doing the closing. Come on. You got it. We're the Baptist church today. We got to do the things. Christopher, come through greater glory. That was amazing. Come through, Dion and band. Come on. Amazing. WWJD. What would Jesus do? What would Mackie do? What would Charles do? What would Amanda do? What would Natalie Renee do? What would Teek do? What would Darren or Janae do? What would you do when you were doing what Jesus is doing inside you? Theologian in residence in your own life. You don't have to prove anything to anybody, but we are loved. Yes. Therefore, we are called to love. Period. Let that be I'm so crazy today. They say I'm crazy. Ba-da-ba-be-ba-ba-ba. Anyway, we're back to God. Back to God. Okay. It's a new dawn. It's a new day. It's a new year. And we're feeling good, right? We're going to do good things. We're going to cry the tears of anguish because our hearts are cracked wide open. We're going to keep standing for a ceasefire. We don't care what kind of names they call us. Cease the damn fire. We are going to stand for love on all parts of the planet. We're going to love each other well and our people well and ourselves well. This is how we do it. I got another sign. This is how we do it. Okay. All right. Okay. Happy New Year. Love you guys.
Thanks for listening, friends. To learn more about Middle Church, visit middlechurch.org. You can help grow this movement of love and justice by rating us on Apple or Spotify and by sharing this episode with a friend or two. Send us an email at info@middlechurch.org if you have any questions or comments. We hope you'll come back next week. Bye for now.